Firstly, we will look at the exceptions to CFC status. Where one of the exceptions apply, the company will not be a CFC, and therefore the adverse UK tax consequences will not apply. CFC rules will not apply where the foreign company has income profits of less than £50,000 in a 12-month accounting period. This literally means income profits and excludes any chargeable gains. In addition, CFC status will not apply if the foreign company is resident in a territory which is included on the excluded countries list, as set out in Statutory Instrument 1998, number 308. Furthermore, for accounting periods beginning before the 1st of July 2009, where the foreign company had an acceptable distribution policy, or ADP, the exception applied, and no apportionment needed to be made to UK resident companies. An acceptable distribution policy was where the foreign company distributed 90% of its distributable profit within 18 months of the end of the accounting period. For these purposes, profit meant UK taxable profit, net of any local taxes actually paid. As already mentioned, this exception ceases to apply for account periods beginning on or after the 1st of July 2009. If an accounting period straddles this date, they are deemed to be two accounting periods for the ADP rules, with the first ending on the 30th of June 2009. Exceptions to CFC rules also apply where the foreign company carries on any of the listed exempt activities. So, what are these exempt activities? The controlled foreign company must have a business establishment in its country of residence and its affairs must be effectively managed there. The ECJ decision in Cabrera-Schweppes and CIR defines effectively managed for potential CFCs resident in EEA states. From the 6th of December 2006, there must be sufficient individuals working for the company in the territory who have the competence and authority to undertake all or substantially all of the company's business. That is the first strand of the test. But in addition, any one of the following must also apply. The company must not be an investor, i.e., it must be a genuine trading company. It does not deal in the delivery of goods to or from the UK, or the delivery of goods to or from connected or associated persons, or it is a local holding company. For these purposes, a local holding company is where at least 90% of its gross income is received in the country in which it is resident, and is from companies it controls which are resident in the same territory, but are not in themselves holding companies, but are otherwise carrying on exempt activities. It is a holding company receiving 90% of its income from local holding companies or other exempt companies. We have to be careful whether trade relates to wholesale distribution or financial activities, as the company must derive over 50% of its turnover from unconnected parties in order to satisfy the exempt activities list. For these purposes, a company will be connected where it owns more than 25% of the CFC, or the 40% test applies that we looked at in the previous lecture. Note, the exceptions for non-local and superior holding companies are being removed subject to transitional rules for accounting periods beginning on or after the 1st of July 2009. They will be removed completely for accounting periods beginning on or after the 1st of July 2011. In addition, the CFC rules will not apply where the company can satisfy the motive test. For this purpose, the company must satisfy the revenue that residents in the low-tax territory is not for the gaining of a tax advantage. In other words, it is there because they want a genuine trading activity abroad. There are two strands to this test. The transactions test, in that all the transactions carried on by the CFC must be for genuine bona fide commercial trading purposes in that territory, and the diversion of profits test, where the group had a choice of corporate vehicles in which to operate this trade, but chose this particular vehicle in order to deliberately divert profits to a low-tax country, then the motive test will not be satisfied. This can be seen in the case of ABTA and the Commissioners of the Revenue, which was heard in 2003. Let us now turn our attention to the consequences of being a controlled foreign company. CFC income profits are apportioned to UK resident companies owning at least 25% of the CFC shares. Note, we only make the apportionment to UK resident companies and not individuals, even though individuals are taken into account in determining whether the company is controlled by persons resident in the UK. Under corporation tax self-assessment, UK resident companies must self-assess their liability to tax on these CFC-generated profits by filling in the appropriate amount on the box marked Section 747, Subsection 4, Subsection A, on the form CT600. The CFC apportionment is brought in as a tax liability as opposed to an amount of income. Let us take a look at an illustration. Happy Landing Incorporated is owned as follows. Smart Aleck Limited, a UK resident company, owns 30%. Mr. Siegel, a UK resident individual, owns 26%. Overseas Incorporated, a non-UK resident company, also owns 26%. And Clever Clogs Limited, a UK resident company, owns 18%. Happy Landing is controlled by UK resident persons, as we have Smart Aleck, Mr. Siegel and Clever Clogs, all of whom are UK resident, owning a total of 74% of the company. Smart Aleck Limited is the only shareholder that will be subject to the apportionment, as Smart Aleck Limited is the only UK resident company owning at least 25%. Clever Clogs has less than 25%, and of course Mr. Siegel is not a company. We will now turn our attention to the calculation of profits to be apportioned. There are a number of rules set out in Schedule 24 of ICTA 1988, which are quite detailed. We will summarise below the main provisions that apply. The company is only deemed to be UK resident for the purposes of calculating the profits to be apportioned. If the company does not have a physical presence in the UK, then profits of any trade will be taxable as profits from an overseas trade, although computed using the normal trading rules with all the normal availability of capital allowances. Dividends received from UK companies are not brought into the profit calculations, as they are not brought in for UK resident companies in any case. The company will be treated as though it is not close. The company is treated as not being a member of a group for group relief or consortium relief purposes. The deemed UK residence begins from the first accounting period in which an apportionment is required or where an acceptable distribution is made. This can be backdated in the case of losses. Continuing the rules in Schedule 24, a claim can be made to set losses incurred in the 6 years prior to residence against future income. The company is treated as having made all favourable claims and elections it is entitled to. These deemed claims can be disclaimed if the company so wishes. So, note there, with claims, they automatically apply, unless the company chooses not to apply them. The company will be subject to the Forex legislation in computing its profits. It is allowed to have the currency in which the accounts are drawn up as its base currency. However, it will be locked into this currency with the exception of a change to the euro in the future. Where the accounts were not drawn up in sterling, the rules relating to functional currency apply. The company is entitled to the same capital allowances as any UK company, including, where appropriate, any first-year allowances. There are specific transfer pricing rules applying to CFCs, but generally the UK transfer pricing provisions apply even where two CFCs transact with each other. Moving on to the apportionment and creditable tax. Apportioned profits are calculated together with the creditable tax. The creditable tax is the sum of double tax relief claimable in the home country, i.e. the country of the company's residence, and any other countries from which it receives income. It is also entitled to credit for any UK income tax and corporation tax on UK source income. For instance, from UK property or branch profits. It must be borne in mind that CFC profits are taxed at the full rate of corporation tax, i.e. 28%, regardless of the company's other profits. Let us illustrate this with an example. Smartypants Limited is a UK resident company and has profits of £80,000 during the year ended the 31st of March 2011. It has a wholly owned subsidiary called Haxhaven Limited, which makes up its accounts to the 28th of February 2011. For CFC apportionment purposes, it is the accounting period in which the CFC's accounts are drawn up that will be used for the basis of assessment of those CFC profits. Consequently, because the 28th of February 2011 ends in the year ended the 31st of March 2011, Haxhaven Limited's profits will be assessed in Smartypants corporation tax period of the year ended March 2011. Haxhaven Limited has interest income of £75,000, on which it suffered tax in Sweden of £2,000. It also suffered Ruritanian tax of £7,500. Haxhaven Limited is resident in Ruritania. So, consequently, the £7,500 relates to home country tax, and the £2,000 of Swedish tax is third-party country tax. We are going to assume in this example that the £2,000 of tax suffered in Sweden cannot be set against the tax liability in Ruritania, so therefore the Ruritanian liability is in addition to the Swedish tax liability. The tax computation for Smartypants Limited will therefore be as follows. We will have total taxable profits of £80,000, and as there is only one associated company, the UK tax charge will be at 21%, giving us £16,800. We then bring in, below the line, the tax charge on the £75,000 of income apportioned from Haxhaven Limited to Smartypants. This will be taxed at the full rate of 28%, giving us £21,000. From that, we can then deduct the creditable tax out of the total tax suffered abroad. Swedish tax of £2,000, together with the Ruritanian tax of £7,500, gives us a deduction of £9,500. Therefore, the UK tax bill for Smartypants Limited will be £28,300. This is £16,800 on its normal profit and £11,500 from profits apportioned from Haxhaven Limited. Where an apportionment falls to be made in respect of a CFC that has a business establishment in the EEA, provided it meets the test of being effectively managed there, a company can apply to reduce the apportioned profits on a just and reasonable basis to the extent that they represent net economic value created directly from the individuals working there. That concludes this session on controlled foreign companies, consequences and computation of profit.